Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you did in Seoul, Korea. And Lord, we know that you are sending able ministers to follow up after us, God, to continue to build on the work that you have in South Korea. Lord, thank you for this congregation. Thank you, Lord, for their heart, Lord, to allow us to go and to send us out into the nations. And Lord, we thank you, Father, that you are growing each one of us and increasing each one of us. And we just thank you, Father, for your anointing upon this word today. Father, as it goes forward, let it penetrate into their hearts, Lord, and to receive it. And Holy Spirit, you know right where they're at, minister to their hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we are on Live by Faith series and enjoyed Pastor Toby's message last week. And his message on faith was awesome. It's about moving forward in our faith. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about persevering and persisting in our faith. And we're going to start out with Hebrews 10, verses 35 through 36. Why don't you read it with me? Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. So we are not to throw away our confidence. We are to have confidence in the word of God, in the will of God, and in the ways of God. That confidence is so important. The scripture says, don't throw it away. Don't get rid of it. So if you threw yours away, pick it back up today. And you know, and there's some days when you go through a really hard day, you got to grab a hold of that confidence. God's given it to us. If he says, don't throw it away, then you've got it. And so pick it up if you threw it down. But confidence is boldness, boldness in speech and openness and plainly public. So to have confidence, we need to persevere and persist. And we're going to read on in Hebrews. For yet in a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. Hallelujah. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul. So we're not shrinking back, but we're moving forward. And as I've been praying for the church and the season we're entering into, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to the church about moving forward and not allowing anything to hold us back that would keep us from receiving what God has for us. I think sometimes we just give up too easy. It starts getting rough and we just go, oh, well, what's the use? But God wants us to persevere and press on. To persevere means to continue something in spite of difficulty, opposition, to be steadfast in purpose, and to persist. To persist is to refuse to give up, especially when faced with opposition or difficulty, to continue firmly or steadfastly. The Revell Bible Dictionary says it is a character trait. Perseverance is desirable even though it comes through painful experiences. We're going to talk about how we receive perseverance. Romans 5, 1 through 4. Therefore, read it with me. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. So we're justified through faith. We have access through faith. Faith is important because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we hold on to our faith. We've got confidence in the promises of God. Let's read on verses 3 and 4. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. So our perseverance comes through suffering. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. James 1, verses 2 through 4, read that with me. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So when it gets hard, we're tempted to look for an easier way out. That's human nature. God says to keep moving forward and pressing in. And by the way, count it all joy or consider it joy when you are faced with many kinds of trials. When you count something, it is like an accountant counts money. That's the word it comes from, the word meaning. So we're counting it. When you count your money, you lay it in front of you and you count it out. It's the same way we're to count our trials. Some of you have had more trials than others. I just want to encourage you, count that trial as a joy. Count it as a joy. God is increasing your faith, and it's becoming more active in your life because our faith produces perseverance. The greater our faith, the greater our confidence in God, the more we can persevere, the more we can continue to press in, even though it gets tough. The church in America has not faced very much. We've had a life of leisure. It's been easy going for us. I shared with the Women Mentoring Women yesterday that we've just really had easy Christianity. We're the land of the free and the home of the brave. But we're finding that more and more of our religious rights are being legislated away from us. And we know that in the end we're going to win, but we do not know what we are going to go through to the end. And I believe God is building us up and strengthening us and talking to us about being strong in the faith. Not casting away our confidence, but holding on to God. It says, let perseverance finish its work of maturity in you. So all the parents that have made life really easy for their children and have found out now as adults that they really don't want to do anything, you realize that perseverance and difficult situations are all a part of life that we, each one of us, need to experience. Because we can really make it easy for our children and they are not equipped for life. They're not equipped for the world. And if we're not careful as adults, we'll make it easy for other adults. So they don't have to suffer the consequences of their decisions. But there are consequences of decisions that each one of us have to walk through. So if we get too involved in someone else's life, we're being codependent. Makes us feel good that we help them out when God's saying, hello, I planned that trial for them so they could count it joy. So their faith could produce perseverance, and then they're back to square one. Did you ever notice that? You help them out, and they're right back where they started. Have you ever noticed that? Come on, church. Are you with me this morning? And you've been that way. I've been that way. Make it easy for me. And then it comes full circle around, and you have to repeat it. There are some classes you don't want to repeat. And you look for the easy way out. I often laugh and say, God, can I just watch the video on this one? Just send me the DVD. Do I really have to walk through this life experience? Well, you know, he doesn't let us get away with that. Because he's maturing us. He's growing us. He knows exactly what we need, what trial we need to walk through. Hallelujah. Let perseverance make you complete so that you lack nothing. How? God's a good God. We have confidence in the blood of Jesus. Let's read through this passage together. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he has promised, he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So we have a high priest who has entered into the holy place. And because Jesus Christ entered in and sprinkled his blood on the mercy seat, his blood is still there for us. He made a way for us, and we thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Our gospel is all about the blood of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. We would not be able to be forgiven of our sins or to go to our Heavenly Father if it was not for the blood. We would not be protected if it was not for the blood. God prepared the way for us through Jesus Christ, and we have confidence in the blood of Jesus. Don't lose your confidence in the blood of Jesus. Several years ago, they took the blood out of songs within the church because they said it was too offensive to talk about blood. Don't lose your confidence in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus to break every chain. There's power in the blood of Jesus to heal us from every disease. There's power in the blood of Jesus. We hold on to the promise of the blood. And we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for us. Hallelujah. Don't lose your confidence in these days. The enemy wants to shut up the church. That's why prayer was taken out of the schools. And it's just escalated since then. A wave of filth across America. All boundaries broken. But God says when the enemy comes in like a flood, he raises up a standard against him. The standard we raise up, church, is that Jesus Christ shed his blood for us, and we have confidence in the blood of Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross. And we're not going to lose our confidence in these days. We're going to persevere. Amen? We're going to move on. We're going to keep moving on. Moving forward. Pastor Toby gave the example last week of the heroes of faith handing off the baton to us. And I could just see that. The heroes of faith handing off the baton to us to continue to run and have confidence in the promises of God. Our faith is expanding if we will persevere. You got to go through some hard things to know that God is really real. We experience him at salvation, and it's a wonderful thing. But nobody told you everything that followed after that, did they? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God is with us. God is for us. He's in the heavenlies praying for us. Let's go on. There are five phrases that encourage us to persevere. And we're going to quickly go over them. And this is a corporate expectation. Tell your neighbor, this is about me and you. This is about me and you. This is what we do together. The scripture says, let us draw near. Let us draw near with a sincere heart, full of assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. To have a sincere, a truthful heart, and our hearts are our thoughts and our feelings and our mind. And we draw near with a sincere heart, full of assurance of faith. That's why we come in at 10:25 and we begin to pray and seek the Lord. Elder Jim leads up a prayer team at 9 o'clock and teaching on prayer and interceding for the service, that all of us receive all that God has for us that day. And we come in at 10, we come in for practice at 9 o'clock, and we worship in this place. And at 10:25, we begin to pray and intercede and draw near and begin to drop off the cares of our life and all the worries and troubles that you brought in this place. Don't let them interfere with your entering into the presence of God. Because if you're thinking about your problem, then God is not going to be able to release to you his thoughts. And all of us in this house should be able to hear the voice of the Lord. Every time we come together, we draw near. Let us draw near. It's a corporate activation when we come together. We draw near. And we say no to the old and we say yes to the new. None of us have arrived yet. Every time we come into the presence of God, we are changed. Because God is transforming us, and the transformation power of God is in this ministry. God transforms us by the renewing of our mind, and he gets a hold of us in worship when we all come together. Then the next one is, let us hold fast. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. We're going to hold on to it. We're going to keep it in our memory. We're going to possess it and retain it. Many times I will say to the Lord, I remember, Lord, when you spoke to me and said such and such. And I am not going to let go of that. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I'm going to hold on to what God told me. Come on, you got to talk to yourself. And together we hold on. We hold fast to the hope that we have without wavering. When we waver, the scripture says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways and shouldn't even expect to receive anything from God. So if you're wavering back and forth, don't expect to receive anything. You got to hold on. You got to grab a hold of it and not let it go. There has to be a resolve on the inside of you that you are not going to let it go. Many of you have promises God has spoken to you and prophetic words that have been released over your life. Don't give up. This is a season to move forward in what God has given to you, but we've got to persevere and persist and grab a hold of it together and keep pushing forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We cannot hold fast to our faith all by ourselves. That's what the Lord is saying. We need each other. We need each other. We stand in faith together. Let's go on. 3, let us consider one another. Another corporate. Let us consider one another, how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. So to stimulate is to arouse, to incite, to riot. We don't want anyone to riot, but, you know, we want to activate it. Activate it. Get it stirred up. Come on, get it stirred up on the inside of you. And there's two areas. One is love, and love is not an emotion, but a choice to act regardless of our feelings. Love is not an emotion. It's a decision. We are to act lovingly towards other believers. Number 2, good deeds. Works done for the good of others, which attract others to Christ. When we do good works, we are doing work that is good for the good of someone else. And so let us consider one another, how to stimulate and arouse and encourage one another to what? Keep moving forward. Don't throw away your confidence. Last month I heard you testify, and now this month you're down in the dumps. Come on, get yourself up and out of that. Keep moving forward. It's not the end. Just think about it. God is producing faith and perseverance on the inside of you. He's making you stronger. You're on this resistance course. Did you ever feel like that? You know, when you lift weights? Oh, boy. There's a resistance. But the more you lift, the stronger your muscles become. And don't they say some of your muscles break down to become stronger? Isn't that what they say? Yeah. Yeah, so your muscles break down to become stronger. There are some things that need to be broken off of us. You see? So that we can become stronger. Hallelujah. Lord, give them the revelation. Number four, let us not give up meeting together. Not forsaking our own assembling together, as it is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. We see the day approaching. We see it approaching. Prophetic signs everywhere. This month is the fourth tetrad of a series of blood moons at the end of the month. Today is the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. And we're excited because we're going to be with Bishop tonight and Apostle Leon. Bishop Bill Hammond is coming into the Heartland region to be with us on Rosh Hashanah and celebrate the Jewish New Year. And so the soundings of the shofar will begin at our evening service. And we'll be eating apples and honey. Hallelujah. Because that's the tradition of the Jews. On the New Year, they have apples and honey. So we're looking forward to that. We can't give up meeting together as the local church. And we don't give up meeting with our apostolic oversight. God wants us connected for His divine purpose. We must hear and receive. The note I made was to withdraw from corporate strength is to invite disaster. It's like a soldier in battle who lags behind the rest of his platoon and becomes an easy target. We don't want to become an easy target. God wants us connected. Don't give up meeting together. Don't forsake it. It is in the scripture for purpose, because God knew that we'd be tempted to do that. And they were writing to a group of people that maybe got out of the habit of going to church for whatever reason. Don't do it. You know, you miss one service and then it's easy to miss the next one. But in the kingdom of God, we need each other. We are kingdom people. Number five, let us encourage one another. And that's the last one. We're responsible to encourage one another. Read this passage with me. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. Encouragement keeps your heart from being hardened by the deceptiveness of sin. We need encouragement from one another. And the scripture says, encourage one another while it's still called today. And I thought of John 9:4, which says that work for the night is coming when no man will work. While it is still called today. While we still have strength. While we are allowed to join together. To preach the gospel, to share the new good news of Jesus Christ. I know in our minds we can't imagine that we wouldn't be allowed to do that. And I pray that day never comes in America. But we are honored to be able to come together to worship the Lord. And to encourage one another to stand strong. There are so many passages that tell us to stand firm, to hold on. Well, why do you think that is? Because God knew there was a time coming in our lives that we needed to be reminded, hold on, you're going to make it through this. You're going to make it through. And those of you who are here today that are facing difficult situations, we encourage you as a body of Christ, you're going to make it through. We are here to stand together, to support one another, to encourage one another, to become and to do all God assigned for you. Hold firm your confidence until the end. We are all called to participate. We gather together for corporate worship services, and that should be our top priority, not at the bottom of the list to squeeze it in. And you know, we used to live in a culture that honored Sundays. You know, our grandson had to work today. I don't like it, but that's what happened. And you know, you work and pray at changing those things. But the culture doesn't honor Sundays. I remember when nothing was open on Sunday. That tells you how old I am. And then Shoppers Fair in South Bend started opening on Sunday. I lived over in South Bend, and it just seemed like it snowballed after that. And then also, Wednesday nights. Schools used to honor Wednesday nights for a Bible study night. But they don't seem to do that anymore. They plan lots of activities to keep kids out of trouble. And maybe it's because less and less families are attending church midweek service. And so kids are getting into trouble. But that's not where we live anymore. So we have to purposely decide to make it a priority where we're going to be on Sunday morning. Gather for worship is both an essential witness to Christ and a valuable time for each one of us spiritually. So five things they told the church. Let us draw near to God. We love to do that. Let us hold fast. Let us consider one another. And let us assemble together. And let us encourage one another. I'm going to have praise team come on up to the platform, please. And let's pray. Father, thank you for your presence, for the word of God, Lord, that's been gone out today and seeded into the hearts of men and women under the sound of my voice. And thank you, Lord, for all of those who will be listening on the web to this message. Lord, we thank you that the word is active and powerful, implanted in our hearts. And Lord, that you will continue to grow us. Lord, we pick up our confidence today. And Lord, we thank you that regardless of the tests and trials that come, Lord, we will persevere and be made stronger with your help, with your grace. Lord, we are thankful that we will run this race. We will run this race. When you're running a race, that means that you're keep moving forward. So Lord, anyone that has just sat down and felt like giving up today, Lord, I ask you to touch their heart right now. Touch their heart right now and encourage them once again to get up, to receive your forgiveness because of the shed blood of Jesus, and to begin to move forward again. Restore their joy, restore their strength, restore their hope. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. As the team